Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Okie dokie, we're back. And Joe was just about to head mosh. All right, so we'll get into some of the news. This actually happened a few weeks ago, but with the April Fool's show, we didn't get to it. But this might be a candidate for next year. California Republican Devin Nunes is suing Twitter and three individual Twitter users, accusing them of defaming him in order to derail his re-election campaign and deter him from the Russia investigation. Nunes, an ally of President Donald Trump, Anna Bottom, and former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, filed the complaint Tuesday in Virginia State Court.
If this was a new, like it was like a regular TV program, you look up and Anna Bottom
Anna
looking
Bottom.
Up like, the paper. You know, they look up and emphasize Anna
yeah.
Bottom.
Yes.
I like presenting it just as casual, like it's all part of the story.
Like just sneaking in there. Sure. That's what he did.
Filed a complaint Tuesday in Virginia State Court seeking $250 million in damages and $350,000 in punitive damages. The California congressman accuses Twitter of allowing the users to spread false and defamatory statements about him, alleging that the company harbors a political agenda against conservatives as part of its agenda to squelch Nunes's voice, cause him extreme pain and suffering. He suffers. Influence the 2018 congressional election and distract, intimidate, and interfere with Nunes' investigation into corruption and Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. Twitter did absolutely nothing. The complaint said. Then why are you complaining?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Nunes named Republican strategist Liz Mayer and two other parody accounts. Devin Nunes' mom, at Devin Nunes' mom, and Devin Nunes' cow, at Devin Cow, in his lawsuit.
Devin Nunes' mom has got it going on. It's a little wordy, but I think it's got a beat.
Say mean things, got it going on. He accused Mayer and the two other accounts of engaging in a concerted defamation campaign to cause immense pain and divert his attention from leading the House intelligence probe into Russian meddling. Shut up! You're causing pain! The president wants to tell me what to say! to Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Nunes pointed to several tweets that he said falsely accused him of federal crimes and includes vulgar language. My ears! What? Oh, my ears! President Trump, do we use such language? No, we don't use such language, President Trump. Devin's boots are full of manure. He is utterly worthless, and it's pasture time.
You said full of menudo. Got little Mexican kids around your boots.
Well, once we close the border, Nunes won't be getting those menudos no more.
They're magically musical.
Yes, sure they are. Devin Nunes' boots are full of manure. He's utterly worthless, and it's pasture time to move him to prison, reads one tweet from Devin Nunes' cow.
Utterly worthless the, from the cow.
It's punny, I tell you.
I know.
The Twitter account at Devin Nunes' mom was suspended after Nunes' real mother complained. The complaint said, at Devin Cow remains active and has gained followers since Nunes' complaint was made public. The account posted Monday, I'm not quitting my day job. In response to the lawsuit, Nunes has asked the court to reveal the users behind the two parody accounts. Nunes told Fox News on Monday that the lawsuit will be the first of many. Many! I'm litigious, I says. We're actually going after Twitter first.
Your religion has nothing to do with it.
Thank you, Jeff. We're actually going after Twitter first because they are the main proliferator, and they spread this fake news and this slanderous news. Nunes told Fox News. Ironic, say you? Mayor, who has been outspoken against the president and in 2015 set up an anti-Trump super PAC called Make America Awesome and Rad, dude. that she's declining to comment on this for now. Nunes' lawsuit also accuses Twitter of shadow banning conservatives, where a user is unaware his posts aren't viewed by others except him. Twitter has denied that it shadow bans its users, and adding that we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology. A frequent user of Twitter, Trump has slammed the company, claiming that it's biased against Republicans. The president tweeted about the news of Nunes' lawsuit late Monday. All right. That's ironic, too. He later tweeted on Tuesday morning, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, not to mention the corrupt media, are so on the side of the radical left Democrats. But fear not, we will win anyway, just like we did before. MAGA, motherfuckers! Actually, it was hashtag MAGA. Oh. I added the motherfuckers.
I thought so.
CNN legal analyst Laura Coates said Tuesday the lawsuit is unlikely to go far. The notion that this would be an actual valid lawsuit is a far-fetched one. She said on CNN's Right Now, adding that the law protects platforms like Twitter. Before the lawsuit, Devin Nunes' cow had 1,200 followers. It now has more than 500,000, which is more than Devin Nunes.
It's more than any cow.
So Devin Nunes is suing these Twitter accounts because they're mean. I'm going to say Nunes is a snowflake.
A little thin skin.
Little thin skin. Snowflake Joe?
I don't know. I think what they do you think that what they're saying is slanderous?
No, because they allow slander all the time.
But what I'm saying is, regardless, I mean, look, people speed all the time. Do you think speeding is okay? If everybody does it, do you feel...
As long as they're not in my way.
But do you feel that what they were saying was slanderous and...
I don't know what they were saying, but, you know, the utterly manure and pasture, really, I mean, that's just comedy.
That's just parody.
Yeah, it's parody. It's satire. And really, this guy, I mean, you can't be siding with the president and go, Twitter's mean! I mean, come on, man.
But looking from... and I know we're going to delve into this more... But do you feel what they were saying, like I said, again, was slanderous, and maybe we should take a hard look at things that are being slandered?
Then he should sue them for slander, but that's not all he's suing for. And he won the fucking election.
Yeah, so
he just didn't win by as much. And the reason he didn't win by as much is because he's an asshole and he's a stooge. Anybody could see that. Trump calls him to the White House and he immediately regurgitates a press conference that Trump told him to have. Everybody knows he's a fucking stooge. Mm. That's why he didn't win as much in a very red district.
Yeah.
That's why. You could be a Republican, but you don't have to be a stooge. At least that used to be the case. Now, maybe they go hand in hand. They were never serious about the investigation. That's why we have this oversight right now. And to say people are being mean and hurtful, are you familiar with what your guy's body of work is? I mean, he insults more people before most of us start our day.
But also, talk about really thinking the lowest of your audience. I mean, they couldn't know right away that his cow was not a real Twitter. Twitter.
I've met some of them. They think the cow's real.
That's really speaking for him. That cow.
People get upset at jokes. People get upset at cows.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, like, it's sorry about that. You know, it's like
that's embarrassing.
You know,
I'll tell you what. If it was my congressman, I'd fucking write grow a set.
Yeah,
I mean, in a way, like he accused them of a concerted defamation campaign to cause immense pain. And
are they familiar with the 2015-2016 social media and what the fuck Hillary? Oh, Hillary fell down. She's gonna die. I says she's gonna die. Oh, Pizzagate. Yep. She's fucking little children and providing little people to get fucked in a pizza place. That's how. Is he familiar with social
media? But like I said, and it's a great discussion because in it. You ask yourself
your
questions.
Your point is not lost.
Yeah.
He is the wrong messenger.
Hear me out.
Cut his mic. Show this motherfucker.
He's not Linda McCartney.
Actually,
let him speak.
There's actually not going to be an argument. It's going to be an action over the situation.
Hey, boost his volume.
Yeah. Whereas you could say, you know, in some ways, I do feel, look, what these people are saying are, you know, could be taken as slanderous, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But when you read a statement of a comment that it was a concerted defamation campaign to cause immense pain, but here's where you're getting me back to the middle again, the guy, and divert his attention from leading the House Intelligence Probe into the Russian meddling of the 2016, you know, election. That's distracting
Well,
you?
Apparently he's a 16-year-old girl, Joe.
Right. Right,
but
I agree with you. I mean, your job. This committee.
I understand that, and it's like, really. But when is this all going to come to a head with including the president, with everybody? You know, when is this going to come to a head, and we start getting this all worked out?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. The right likes to tell us free speech, and Antifa keeps on shutting down these conservatives at colleges, which I don't agree with. They shouldn't be shutting down these conservatives. They should let them speak.
Right.
But you can't be, I'm for free speech. You go, they're mean. I don't want to hear what the fake cow says. You can't have it both ways.
No, but the other thing is, like, how ridiculous is this? Can we talk about substance and real issues?
No, we can't.
Instead of what the fake cow said about him?
He's distracted.
I know. It's like, you know
the
what?
The puns are very hard. Heart.
Then you know what?
Give... And I know I have a bad heart.
Oh, God.
Those puns are going to kill me.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't talk to me
not
about bad heart.
Oh, God. He's turning into Gramps.
Turning into George Steinbrenner at the end there. I'm just going to break into tears for no reason.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Pass me an antacid.
I feel bad for Devin.
Oh, I could just see me get running real. Where the hell have you been? But I know you've been in bad traffic. Sit down, friend.
Sit down,
Joe
friend.
Joe quits the show again.
Candy's in bouquet. Where is Joe? Oh, thank
Here's
God.
Flower.
Oh. There he is.
Joe's He's quit well. The show again, not over a situation he's been going through, but just on principle.
Like you have any.
Joe quit about sea monkeys and chiz.
where are we going with this?
Yeah.
If I'm Twitter, yeah. Go, you're suing me? Fuck you. You're deleted. How you like them apples?
Yeah,
how you like me now? You're not shadow banned. You're just banned.
Yeah, you don't have to be on our platform. Bye.
That's it. It's their platform. Yeah. They can do whatever they want. If they wanted to have, we're all liberals. We hate Republicans. That's our platform. They can do it. It's
they
their company. They probably lose stock shares and shit like that. But they can do it. It's a company. They can do whatever the hell they want.
They
can
stop
whining.
They can split it into liberal and conservative Twitters. And the
black Twitter.
And the echo chamber could carry on.
Sure.
So do you think they should shut down Devin Cow?
No. It's satire.
No. It's the name rhymes with mine almost.
Yeah. Devin.
Oh, okay.
But no, should they shut... Yeah.
No, they should not shut down a parody account.
No.
You think they should shut down a parody account?
I don't think so, because it comes under almost a free speech
thing. Are we
going
to investigate Saturday Night Live like the president wants to?
Isn't that amazing?
Where does this motherfucker get off, this president?
Where does he
bias against the Republican? Are they familiar with the platform that he gives them? That's another. Well, we'll get to that shortly. But, I mean, this guy, I mean, he either thinks we're all morons or he's so unaware.
He's the communist in chief. Everybody's yelling about socialism, but this guy wants to attack all of our freedoms.
Yes.
Because they offend him.
Yes. Constantly wants to go after private businesses.
Yeah.
Because they're mean, Joe. They're mean.
Well, he'll put out his opinion and go, what they said wasn't right. That's his
if
opinion.
Only
He's not going to
do
it.
What they said wasn't right, but it's you. How are we going to talk about a head of a congressional committee? He's a pencil neck. Really? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Throwing lame little third grade insults.
At least he's talking like a real person and not one of these, I want to make the America great the way it should be.
What person is he talking like? A fucking retard?
A lot of these...
He talks like an idiot.
When
was the last time you called somebody a pencil neck? When did you do that, Joe?
Well, if you lose about 20 to 30 pounds, I could call you a pencil neck, but it ain't going to happen right now.
No, well, the next thing. Muscular. But no.
He wants to be girthy no matter where it is.
I'll tell you, motherfucker. I'll be working out like a mother. Are you telling me? The Constitution says.
Yes. I have brought it now. So. But you're not going to call somebody a pencil neck.
We're not talking about the girth of your neck. We're talking
about.
I know. We're talking
about lost weight.
We're talking about how ridiculous it is to, this is sort of like kindergarten pranks or I know you are, but what am I? He's talking about a cow. He's talking about a cow.
Not even a real
hurt
cow.
A fake cow
because
hurt his
feelings.
Because
he's a dairy farmer. That's the whole thing. Nobody thinks he actually dairy farms.
I know, but come on.
Oh, look, people are going to say, you got to take shit like a grain of salt. You bring up my name and the Anthony Cumia show on Reddit, the most vile, horrible shit.
I had free time.
Even you'd be going, relax.
Yeah.
I ain't kidding. The most, which I absolutely, Yeah, politicians and Trump, they don't have a sense of humor. I mean, I've been goofed on my whole life.
You're divorced, so you've heard it all.
I know. I remember I was coming home.
You got roasted at home.
I was coming home from the Billy Joel concert. Me and my buddy Dennis Farrell are on the train, and Dennis is reading all this nasty shit they're saying about me on
Yeah, but that's because he texts with Joanne.
Yeah. But I'm in stitches.
Because
it's
so
hysterical. I know all ridiculous. Of it's not accurate. Most of it's not accurate. It's just I'm laughing my ass off.
Well, Joe, he says the account used vulgar language. Joe, I'm going to ask you, is this vulgar language just barnyard talk?
What a vulgar fake cow.
Have you ever been in a barnyard, Davin? Have you ever heard how cows and chickens talk to each other? It's not all cluck. There's some fucking there, too.
You know,
this is barnyard talk, Joe. Are you going to stick up for the fake cow and his vulgarities?
Yeah. Barnyard talk. That's the way they talk in a barnyard.
Sure.
Yeah. He's got to deal
Who's
with
cow
it.
Pie is
He's
that?
He's got to deal with it.
They didn't know that they had a fake, a live mic on that cow when they were doing
it's
their barnyard
be
talk.
A there's got to be a line that we have to realize, we have to agree on as a society, which is, you know, lighten up cupcake. Or, you know, that stuff is wrong.
But you also have to be aware of who you are, where you are, and what side you're on, and what your side's been up to. You have to be aware.
Yeah.
If you're Team Trump, you can't be going, my sensitive ears. You just can't. I mean, that's the whole Trump brand. I talk about my act. You know, me, he goes, how's he going to react? Like an asshole. You know Trump's going to react like an asshole. So if you're on Team Trump and Nunes is, you can't go, oh, my God, these assholes are being mean to
me. Well, when Davin and I get into a political debate on Facebook, there is a guy named Anad on there. And
not a fan of you.
No.
No.
But I will debate. But I don't want him banished. I'm not going to unfriend the guy. I'm not going
to
hurt the
guy. You're not friends with him to begin with.
Okay. I don't think we're going to be friends at all.
Probably not, no.
But at that, I read what the guy writes about me and this, that, and I debate him on it. Because,
but you don't complain to
but because
the,
basically
to Facebook.
Our opinions are radically different. I'm not expecting, you know, a kiss and flowers.
He takes cheap shots at Joe.
He takes, but
I
fight him back and I point him out where he's a hypocrite and this,
yeah, but
that,
he
other
makes
thing.
Personal attacks against Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, like no, one no. point I messed up. I mean, come on, that's a little much.
But still,
I realize the position I take, I'm going to get negative feedback.
Right.
And when I read it, I have to realize that I put this out. You've got to stand your ground or come up with it. You realize going in, you're right, that you're going to hear it back. And your kids say, you know what I mean? No, because you stated your opinion. And there's people there that are going to shoot you down, goof on you, make fun of you, tell you stupid, wrong, or whatever. Mostly him. But after that.
I do what I'm
talking about,
Devin. Stupid's inferred.
I understand. But still.
And implied.
You've got, if you're going to, because basically, look, if it wasn't for this show, I probably wouldn't post anything. We do political stuff. I want to take on it.
Are you
like
are blaming me for your posts?
No, but you take that stand, you know, just to so. And when you do that, you bring in negativity. But the thing about it is, you have to realize you're going to get that negativity, and when you get it, you need to deal with it.
Joe Curry's toilet on Twitter.
And believe me,
inside poop.
Hasn't it been through enough?
Believe me, if the Reddit guys hear, oh, Joe Curry, that stinks. Another dopey idea from Joe or whoever he knows. Yeah.
So if a fake cow loses, will he have to pay Nunes in fake beef? How does this work? How do you sue a fake cow?
I don't know what they're talking about.
No, I'm going to say right. Nunes is a whiny little bitch asshole who's perfect for Team Trump because Donald Trump, he pretends to be tough, but he's a whiny bitch asshole too. They can't take jokes. They like to make fun of everybody else. If you get distracted from doing your Russia investigation because of a Twitter account with 1,200 followers, kill yourself, Devin Nunes.
Yeah, really.
Put yourself in the Devin Nunes of wood chipper. You really should. You're really bad at your job if a Twitter account is going to distract you from doing your fucking job.
That's the lamest excuse of them all.
He's awful.
Yeah, because that means instead of sitting and looking at all the evidence or, facts or whatever, or, you know, what's not facts, you're sitting on your phone at Twitter like a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, but
the president is doing that, so.
Well, he's coming next.
Well, yeah, and looking at, I think, towards the end of the next discussion, we, like I said, and maybe we'll think about this as we do go on to the next topic, where are we going to go with all of this? Where are we going to go?
MySpace. It's quiet. It's nice.
Poor Tommy's lonely. Anything. He's like, anything.
Oh, my God. You're an innovator.
Even the bands have left, because that was the only.
That was the only good thing.
That was the only thing.
The bands have left?
Well, it was good for bands, but the bands pretty much left. You got to go to Instagram and stuff like we were discussing during the break. You know, we both, you know, we're trying to, you know, get into more social media thing in our own personal
careers.
Even though careers.
We're antisocial people.
Understood. That's half the battle. But nonetheless, like I said, I finally started my Instagram account.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, Joe Curry, comedy and music. But anyway, but I've been posting a lot of stuff lately, band stuff, show stuff and stuff. And you're getting more hits and stuff like that. Will it translate to asses and seats? Who knows? But at least awareness is out there, you know?
All right. So Twitter is considered labeling tweets that violates its rules but should remain on the platform because they're in the public interest. Vijay Agade, Twitter's head of legal policy and trust, made the announcement during an onstage interview with the Washington Post. The social media company is trying to find a way of maintaining its standards while adding context to tweets from politicians and other figures that may be offensive but important for public debate. Twitter has come under fire from some critics who say President Donald Trump's tweets are often violated its rules against bullying, dehumanizing, and threatening harm, and worst of all, against Melania's Be Best.
He looked up when he said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe.
Looked up and emphasized, folks.
Yes. I tried it both ways tonight, Joe. In a response to a question about whether Twitter's current approach means Trump gets total immunity from whatever he says, Gotti said the social media platform wants to find a way to keep tweets up for their newsworthiness while also noting if a tweet violates the rules. One of the things we're working really closely on with our product and engineering folks is how can we label that asshole, she said, without naming the U.S. president. Orange asshole, she said. How can we put some context, orange asshole with weird head, she said, around it so people are aware that the content is actually a violation of our rules and is serving a particular purpose in remaining on the platform. Trump regularly insults people on Twitter. He called
Please.
Push off. He called a former staffer, Omarosa, a dog, and posted an altered video from WWE wrestling match showing Trump beating up a man with a CNN logo superimposed on his head.
That was funny.
Though similar tweets by others might be removed for violating Twitter's rules, the platform currently grants an exemption for world leaders and tweets it considers newsworthy. Gotti said that doesn't give leaders complete immunity, and it would draw the line on some content. I haven't seen that line yet. Gotti said that an example would be a direct violent threat against an individual that wouldn't leave on the platform because of the danger it poses to that individual. Twitter did not immediately respond to requests for comment on how it would go about labeling content or when the new system be rolled out. Social media companies have been struggling with how to police on their platform for years, but the pressure has ratcheted up in recent months. Gotti said Twitter is considered limiting the visibility of dehumanizing tweets. A user would have to click through in order to view the tweet. This, she said, would force people to acknowledge what this is and make the choice of whether to see it or not versus it just being on the platform with full visibility. I kind of think if they did that, it would make more people want to see the tweet.
Oh yeah!
If you put a label on not safe for work, or
it's almost like when they put the graphic language thing on the album.
Sure,
you know, you put it on an album, that album's going to take over.
Sells better.
Yeah, Tipper Gore, D. Snyder to hash this out for Twitter.
Yes, yes. Let's put them on the case.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best way to go.
No,
but I mean, I don't think just because you're a newsworthy person, you should get to violate the terms of service.
I don't see why either.
It's not newsworthy if you're an asshole. We know you're an asshole.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're violating the terms of service, you're being an asshole. Why do you get a pass?
I don't think Twitter should allow the posts that violate the terms of service. I wouldn't. I mean, I realize like a guy like the president, he's got millions and millions and millions and millions of followers. He's very powerful on there. But you know what? You got to make a stand someplace.
Yeah. I don't understand why he gets to and nobody else does.
I think, you know, first of all, I think it'd be better for the president if he didn't tweet. That's the best way to communicate. Just fucking pull up a seat on the couch from Fox and Friends every morning. You seem to have free time on your hands around that time. Fucking go there. You're better off speaking on Fox News than tweeting, because you tweet shit, you just cause problems for yourself. Anyway, I think, you know what? I think they should suspend him. I think they should, next time he violates it, go, listen, you're suspended. You're on a timeout.
Yeah.
What's he going to do, bitch and moan? Fine, but you're not going to bitch and moan on my platform.
No, be in Twitter jail like everybody else.
Hold a press conference about all the nasty shit you say. You have the biggest microphone in the world. I don't have to help you if you're going to violate my company's terms of service.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
How would that look for Twitter?
It would cut both ways. A lot of Trump followers would probably immediately leave the platform.
No, they wouldn't, because they want to see what he's saying.
No, I'm saying if they suspended him.
Oh.
You know, because basically, you know, you got, as a platform, you're looking at your competition. You've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, you got all these things. So, and they're competing against all of this.
Right.
And if they cut the president, it could be very bad PR for them and cost them millions of
or
listeners.
The president could learn, like the rest of us do, how to communicate within the terms of service, since it's not, you know, our platform. Trump can create his own platform. He supposedly got billions. Don't believe it. But you know, he could create his own fucking platform if he wants.
Have somebody work on that.
Yeah,
for him.
And have millions and millions of people who follow him there. I mean, it's a privilege. It really is a privilege to be on Facebook and Twitter and all this shit. Sure, they mine us for all we're worth, so they could sell to companies and everything.
Right.
But we're not paying anything for it.
Right. I mean, it's like your driver's license. It's a privilege. If you drive like an asshole, you get it taken away. I don't understand why I can't drive like an asshole. Can he drive an asshole? Yeah,
but,
yes, I do.
But
anyway.
If you get a shitload of PBA cards, you know, you keep going. Maybe this is the president's got his PBA cards, you know?
I know, but it's particularly bad when we're saying, you know what, we're going to give him license, not because this would be a way, like on some platform, this would be a way for him to send out what he's thinking on policy or what he's, you know, he wants to say he wanted to have more characters to use because he wants to send out, you know, policy information or breaking news or something.
President.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. No, he wants to be able to insult people and complain about how he's been insulted.
And let's be honest. Him
insulting, and why does he get a break for that?
Why is him name-calling newsworthy? We get it. He's a dick.
Yeah.
Why is that newsworthy?
No.
You know, him name-calling Adam Schiff or, you know, whatever, that's not newsworthy.
Well, it's newsworthy because in this new land that we have post 9/11 of
noise.
24-hour news cycle, it gives them fodder.
It's just white noise.
It is.
It's not serving the country at all. He's not doing a when they post his stupid.
But it's serving.
That's my point.
It's serving the media services, and it's serving
them
quite well.
Yeah,
it is. But fuck them.
Yeah, so we know. Let
President Trump go on CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and hold a press conference, and they can carry it. But if it's my platform and you're violating my terms of service, I go, not going to happen here. Love to have you. On the platform, but you got to play by the rules.
You know what? In the real world, you might go, look, the guy's bringing in millions of people to Twitter. You know what? Well, yeah, and he's the president. We'll just let him get away with it and just say, well, he's the president.
But I wonder how many people are not on Twitter. I mean, I don't know what the numbers would, like how many, if they would actually do something. Even just suspend him or just say, we're not going to post these tweets. You could still be on the platform, but these tweets that violate our terms of service, nobody's going to see them.
Can you imagine everybody else just tweets and then they look at them and they might take them down, but he would get like go through a filter before they put it up. It's like, oh God, another one. Okay, let's look at it, read it. All right, post that one. Listen, there would have to be somebody there full time.
I'm just saying, if it's my company, everybody plays by the same rules.
Right, but you're being principled. You're not talking about providing fodder for all the bullshit. We never talk about substance. We talk about who did he attack today. That's what we're talking
about. Well, if I have principle, I want him to... Listen, it would be better for the president. Well, maybe it would not in his case. But most presidents would be better if we talked about substance. I don't think this guy has substance.
But this is my point entirely, is that Twitter doesn't care if he's talking about substance. Because, like he said,
then they should just go, you know what? He's the president. We're going to let him do what he wants. Then just say it. Own it already. But don't play the middle. Either
They have to play
the middle.
They have to pretend that their terms of services mean something to them.
They don't.
But like Joe is saying, he's getting asses in the Twitter seats.
I don't know. I think the president would be better off if he... The less we heard from this president, the better off his presidency would be.
Agreed.
I mean, he's the only one that could fuck up a victory lap.
Agreed. For lots of reasons, it would be better
He was having a great week last week until he opened up his fat yap.
He loves to crow. I mean, it used to be... Anthony Cumia brought it up that, you know, there was presidents before him. You were like, Jesus Christ, I haven't heard from the president in about a week. I wonder what's going on.
Right, wasn't that nice?
Right.
Wasn't that nice? We called it quiet. We could live our lives.
God.
A president knew his place in the fucking White House. Shut up, stupid.
This is the guy.
He's
busy
doing the
work.
But he fucks himself up. I have a victory lap. And we're taking away health care. What? And we're defunding the Special Olympics. What?
Yeah.
You were just on a victory lap. You were skipping. It was going so well. Avenatti came. You galloped. Avenatti fucked himself. You galloped. And then you fucking kicked yourself in the ass repeatedly. You were doing so well.
He doesn't have a good day unless he knocks somebody else and himself in the balls.
He's a moron. He's a fucking moron. I don't mean to insult morons.
Stop putting them in that same
boat. I mean, because he doesn't help himself. You have a great week. You have to lie about what's in the Mueller report, but you still have a great week. Huge media story. No collusion. Mueller said no collusion. Great week. Avenatti fucks himself. Avenatti's a criminal. This guy that was a pain in your ass 6 months ago, but you can't help yourself.
Nope.
You
nope.
can't help yourself.
Nope.
And because of Twitter.
Yeah.
All right. I would, What I would do is I would not post the tweets that violated my terms of service. I would keep them on there, but I would not post the tweets that violated terms of service.
I agree with you, but that's in the real world. This is not what's going to happen.
He would. You know what? He would either change his behavior or he'd find something else. But he needs Twitter as much as Twitter needs him, because he said this is how I communicate with people.
Yeah.
So he needs it too.
What are the terms of service?
Yeah. What, let's take 3 hours to read those.
I mean, I look through them, and I look through everything like that. I go back and forth. No, I just click tweet. I want to get on.
Yeah, yeah, but, I know.
I'm kidding.
Everybody clicks the little box and goes, let me get on with my fun.
Right, exactly. No, I mean, you can't be bullying people.
No.
That's one of the things.
Yeah.
I think their big thing is you know, harm. You know,
bullying is harm.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it is.
And listen, we've had these killers.
His own wife said
we've had the van guy. We've had the guy in New Zealand. We've had the Pittsburgh guy who walked into the temple. They've all cited Donald Trump was an inspiration for their behavior.
Isn't that lovely?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, you might want to say the president's responsible, not responsible. Forget about whether he's responsible or not responsible.
I'll never listen to a Beatles song again because Manson, you know, claimed that Helter Skelter was, responsible
one
for
guy,
those murders.
One guy. We this is a common theme. Again, I'm not saying.
And yet another guy that killed people because his dog told. You got nuts out there. There's
right,
always
the
nuts
theme.
Out there.
I'm not saying.
Because he's the president.
No, we didn't have this with other presidents. We never had President Bush told me to fucking do it. We never had President Obama. This is a new phenomenon because of his rhetoric. And he uses social media to carry this rhetoric. I would say, you know what? No. You're not posting this. You know, play by our rules or don't play. You need us as much as we need you. That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. But all right. So now to something light like Nazi news.
You do speak Spanish. You do speak Oregon. You do speak Sweden. You do speak.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
All right, so the Auschwitz Memorial on Wednesday urged visitors to stop posing for photos on the railroad tracks outside the former concentration camp. A number of tourists have recently posted photos of themselves balancing on the tracks outside of Auschwitz Memorial Museum, the museum said on Twitter. When you come to at Auschwitz Museum, I wonder how many followers they have. Remember, you were at the site where over 1 million people were killed, the museum wrote. Respect their memory, they added. There are better places to learn how to walk on a balance beam than the site which symbolizes deportation of hundreds of thousands to their deaths.
Like at the Auschwitz Fun Museum across the street.
Sure, it's got a little playhouse, though. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's like McDonald's, but the food's not as good.
Yeah, the
kiddie park. But it is all kosher.
The kiddie park.
Or made from Jews. Anyway, it's not the first time social media photos at the memorial have caused controversy. In 2014, Brianna Mitchell, I'm glad they named her again, a young woman who took a selfie at the memorial and posted it on Twitter with a smiley face emoji, drew outrage from Twitter users. How can you be happy and smile in this pic? Because I look good. Look at the filter I used. Do you not understand the horrors and murders that happened here? I'd be crying, one Twitter user said in response to itself. So is the museum right, or are they being oversensitive?
I think they're right. It's supposed to be a place of somber reflection. It's not supposed to be like, wee, look at me!
Yeah, but we are assholes as a society.
I know. Civility is dead.
Yeah.
If you want to just take a picture of the front of the place and the tracks and no people in it, you know, that's fine. To me, that's fine. Just as a reminder,
no, you can
I was
take
there.
Pictures. Just don't like take a selfie. Hey, I'm on the chair, like a big smile.
Yeah, because it's not Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, no, you know.
Although it's probably more affordable to get into. It's a one ride. It's just a train. It's not very good. It goes slow.
I mean, do people go to?
Don't need a change of clothes.
It's not the happiest place on earth when you get there. I'll tell you that much.
No.
But I mean, do people?
But Disneyland was devised by somebody that I might as well have run Auschwitz.
Well,
Walt Disney was not pretty anti-Semitic.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan of the Jews.
Yeah,
I mean, do people go to Ground Zero or the Vietnam Veterans Wall and do cartwheels and go, yay?
You get some assholes.
Do you
seriously?
You
get some assholes, yes. Yes.
Jesus.
You'll get some assholes.
No, I mean, depending on the form of the cartwheel. I mean, you know, I mean, if it's done well.
I mean a bad cartwheel.
Yeah, if somebody's spastic like me, it's offensive. But if somebody gives
So why don't you head down there and score the fucking thing? What are you?
We could do that. With a little notepads.
Yeah.
But.
No. Can you imagine?
But places like that, you know, Ground Zero, Auschwitz, the Pearl Harbor Memorial. You know, they're very somber places.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't, you know. Even if I went like the Ground Zero, I'd like to go down there and, you know, check it out.
It's such a long drive from you.
Yeah. But I would, you know, I would feel bad, you know, trying to take a picture or anything like that. You just want to sit and reflect. These are places where you just want to sit and reflect. You really don't want to take pictures. You know, you just got to
see. You could take pictures.
Take pictures. Like, particularly at the Vietnam War, you know, they take pictures of the names of
that. Yeah, well,
people.
That's that. Yeah, that's that. I mean, or even at the 9/11. Yeah, that's cool. It's cool,
you know,
too. Yeah, you know.
I mean, or just they want to take a picture to show that they were there. But they're not
being
taking pictures
respectful
like,
and somber. That's pretty much the deal at all these places.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you just know how to behave. That would be really great.
I'm not surprised people behave this way.
No, I'm not either.
Neither am I.
I'm disappointed.
We are a society right now that
it's not just Americans, by the way.
Yeah. No,
it's
not.
It's a society of animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Devin Nunes' cow.
The cow knows how to behave better.
Utterly. The German company... His pun. The German
no
company...
No shit.
No, manure. The German company... Behind Krispy Kreme, Pret-A-Manger.
How did that name? Because they always have them at Penn Station. You know,
yeah, I see that name.
And,
yeah.
And there's an assist. Like,
and I was like, what is that?
What the fuck
is
that?
Is that a designer?
I don't
know. What is that?
Pret-A-Manger. Manger?
It's an Indian fellow. Panera Bread, Keurig, and Pete's Coffee and Tea is pledging to donate millions of dollars to charity after learning of their founder's Nazi Party support. According to NBC News, of the Reinemann family's controversial past was reported by the German tabloid Bild. The original article details Albert Reinemann Sr. and Albert Reinemann Jr.'s use of forced Russian and French labor throughout World War II. Later, family spokesman Peter Harf spoke with the publication, confirmed the unfortunate claims. We were ashamed, he said. These crimes are disgusting. Per Yahoo Finance, the father and son were also both avid Hitler supporters. Yay, Hitler! And vocal anti-Semites. Boo Jews!
Yay, Hitler! Boo Jews.
Boo Jews.
Boo Jews. In addition to using prisoners for labor purposes, they reportedly donated to the SS military. A little fundraiser. A little big sale.
I'm sorry. All of a sudden, I started hearing all the Boo Jews in my head.
I'm thinking about you. You ever imagine doing a comedy fundraiser for the SS? Well, I wanted to do this, but, you know, originally I wanted to say nine, but I'm here.
What's the pay?
Yeah.
A couple of Jews walk into a shower.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They don't leave. Sorry.
Now we're having an anti-Semitic writing session here.
We had one. We were supposed to have one.
Well, two or three of us can do it. In addition to using prisoners for labor purposes, they reportedly donated to the SS military, the organization commanded by Hitler and the Nazi Party. Harf, one of the managing partners of the Reinemann JEB Holding, says the family learned of their generations-old Nazi ties in 2014 and hired a University of Munich professor to investigate. The three-year study confirms Bild's allegations. Now the Krispy Kreme owners are vowing to give $11 million in financial support to an unnamed but presumably Holocaust-related charity. CNN reports a book is also forthcoming and will explore the professor's findings about the family. The whole truth must be put on the table, Harf added. I think Krispy Kreme owners are responding appropriately.
I think they are.
I agree.
I don't think we need to see a boycott for this, and I don't think we've heard of those.
It'd be stupid. It would be stupid. They acknowledged it. They're donating to it.
Yeah.
And they're saying they're coming out that they and the funny thing is the 3-year study, Bild comes out with the allegations and they go, well, do you know about that? Matter of fact, we do. And this is what we're doing about it. You know, they're not downplaying it. They're not trying to get away from it. They're saying, yeah, we're pretty much ashamed of this.
Yeah. Well, did they know beforehand, though? It sounded to me like they didn't realize. But how long are you supposed to... you know, the sons are supposed to, I forget the phrase, but, you know, be beholden to for the sins of the father.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to respond appropriately and righteously. It's not like they're still giving to, like, neo-Nazi support groups or something today. Yeah. They've you know, that's ended with those people and their families.
Yeah, when they, and they heard about the ties in 2014, I guess that's when the article came out. Mm-hmm. So what they did, they hired a, and what the family did, they hired a University of Munich professor to investigate.
Right.
And the 3-year study confirms Bild's allegations. The act on those allegations, they are vowing to give $11 million in financial support to an unnamed, presumably Holocaust related charity. You know, and they're putting out a book on the findings. The whole and they said the whole truth must be put on the table by them, not right. by a demand by them. So in my eyes, they're handling this as perfectly, which is really the way it should be handled.
Right.
So we decide what would happen if they weren't apologetic and ashamed of their founding father's history. Because they have all these companies.
Mm.
So we decided to come up with a Nazi meal featuring items that would be on their brand's menu. A soup or a sandwich from Nazi, Panera, one coffee or tea from their companies, and one Nazi donut from Krispy Kreme. Mm. So, because the wound does not have enough salt in it.
Right.
No. So, you know, let's pound that.
So, Pip.
Mm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what you got, Pip.
Well, you know, Panera has that really great soup, a cup of soup and half a sandwich special.
Yes.
So, I mean, one of my favorites when I go there to the neo-Nazi version of Panera.
No, I think this is Nazi. I don't think there's no neo about it.
Oh, just Nazi Panera would. I really love their cup of cream of Jewess. And the half a Polish sausage.
Hey, it's
sandwich.
Very hard to get a Jewish to cream. So
it's a really good combination. And they half a Polish sausage because I mean the size of a whole Polish sausage, you really only need half to be full.
That's it.
Oh wait, no. Afterwards,
no, give us the whole meal.
Oh, afterwards, I like to settle back in with a cup of Gold Star of David tea and a Dachau cream donut. Instead of Boston.
Oh, I see how horrible that is there.
Yeah.
Supposedly, when you walk in, try the new Panera SS salad with spinach, spices, and anti-Semitism.
Oh, I love that.
And enjoy with our special oven-roasted coffee with ovens repurposed from the family camp.
Oh, God.
And then top off your meal with a delicious Kike and cream donut with a swastika stirl and filled with sadness and despair.
Oh, my God.
I'm hungry.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're going to start off my meal with some Nazi ball soup with balls of real juice served in a salty broth made of real tears.
Oh.
And then we're going to have a nice roaster's blend coffee called Moshe's Blend. It's a blend of Hungarian, Polish, Austrian, and German Jews, slow roasted at very high temperatures. For a special treat, add a dash of our own creamer called Surrendering French Vanilla. Oh, Pip likes that one.
That's good.
Moshe's Blend packs extra caffeine in it so you can get an early start and run for your life. Because Judens run from Germans. You know, kind of like America runs on Duncan?
Yeah.
Judens run from Germans. And finally, this item is not on the menu, but if you ask for it, you'll get it. It's called the Hitler Cruller. It's a bite-sized micro-penis-shaped pastry in honor of their viewer. Each Hitler cruller is made with a pasty white dough. And keeping with the authenticity, unlike our regular cruller, the Hitler cruller is not cream-filled. Because only a tiny, impotent man who shoots blanks feels the need to kill everyone else. The Hitler cruller, for the eeny-weeny-teeny appetite, it's not satisfying, but it is unforgettable.
And also our takeout service. We deliver the Anne Frank service. We'll bring it right up to your attic.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think that was sufficiently offensive.
Oh, God.
What's the matter, Pet? You having reservations?
At
our place?
I am. Yes, really. No, I'm just hankering for that Polish sausage.
All right. Well, that was offensive.
Yes, it was.
So when we come back, we'll give you some news. Well, Pip's grabbing her. Well, I don't know if like it's too much or like the thickening is happening.
Oh,
before.
I hope we did not.
She's grabbing her chest.
The thickening.
With the three of us, nobody should grab their chest unless they mean it.
Don't die, stupid. I don't want to be at the funeral and people go, "What happened?" You tell them.
You read
I
it.
I told the last two people.
It was the surrender.
Who looked
vanilla
at me in disgust?
And the takeout to the Anne Frank's attic.
It was repurposing the roasters from the family. Oh,
waste
God.
Not, want not.
No.
You know, recycling is very important, and Joe's very green with the Nazis.
Yeah. Oh my
Everybody
God.
Loves green Nazis. All right. So we'll come back. I'm going to tell you about somebody who we've had on our radio show who I'm urging scam victims to keep clear of now.
Wow.
Yes, and we'll do some Ann Jackson. But on the break, you'll hear from Castle Black. Oh, no, excuse me. Not, oh, fuck, I got the wrong thing queued up. God
stupid.
Oh, you know what? Oh, no. We're gonna have to stretch.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Okay. Thank you.
It's like when they used to play Eleanor Rigby on Channel 5 when things would fuck up.
Yes.
And then it's like, Eleanor, we're back.
It's just rain delay.
Yeah.
Give her a moment.
Peanuts and popcorn.
Finish a phrase, would you? You
know? On the break, new music from DJ Combo and Maureen Sky Jones with Show Me Love. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Short break. Don't go too far.